Hot off the press, extra, extra. Read all about it. You heard it. You've seen it yourself. If you have not heard about the young lady, 27-year-old Jennifer K. Holder from Ohio. If I'm not mistaken, Ohio. She's from Dayton, Ohio, which is like 54 miles away from Cincinnati, Ohio. This young lady, she decided she wanted to take a fire extinguisher and just spray up the ATL airport down in Atlanta. We can't do that, Peter. We can't do that. I'm going to go into details to what happened. Before I do that, I'm going to give you guys who have not had a chance to see what Miss Jennifer K, K-A-Y-E, Holder did. Y'all now have the chance to check it out. Here we go.
All right, her family already has the pictures of her bag, and I'm picking up her bag.
So tell her to tell her family we'll meet them.
Now, I'm gonna give you guys a little backstory on what happened there down in Atlanta. This was at the, what was the name of the airport again? It was the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport there in Atlanta, Georgia. This happened last Tuesday, January the 17th. She did get arrested, Jennifer. 27 years old. She discharged the fire extinguisher. She was at gate number D9 there in the airport around 9:34 Tuesday, January 17th. This was according to the Atlanta Police Department. Also, a report said that they interviewed some people and they asked, you know, what do they know what triggered her to do this? Some people said, as the title says, Karen sprays Atlanta airport with fire extinguisher over payment of Buffalo Wild Wings order. Okay, we're going to get into that. I really don't understand it, but for those, I mean, there's a lot of different pictures and stuff out there on this. This was the actually the mugshot that she took at the police station there in Georgia. Yeah, you see, she's a little bruised up. And I'll be honest with you, you know, that comes with the territory. She's spraying fire extinguisher smoke everywhere. It's kind of hard to try to tackle someone or get control of a person and not, you know, harm them in some kind of way. Not sure how that bruise got there. Maybe from she banging her head on something and she fell to the ground when they did tackle to arrest her. But going into this, it says, according to arrest records obtained by the Inside Edition, Holders, she faces two counts of simple assault, three counts of battery, one count of obstructing and hindering law enforcement officers. Now, what she did, once again, I really don't think that she did a lot in reference to fighting them more so than them trying to grab her and get a hold of her and this fire extinguisher. But it says she remains at the Clayton County Jail on a $19,500 bond. Aside from this, she will be required to pay an additional fees of $3,150 before she can be released. I tried to research as hard as I can to see whether or not there was some, whether there was information in regards to her being released. If anybody's down in that Atlanta area and they have received update information on where she is. Once again, this is a week and a day old now. And surely someone up in the Dayton area, you know, decided, hey, let me go down and get my relative out of this jam that she got herself into. Now, let's go back just a little piece. All this transpired over some Buffalo Wild Wings order. Now, Buffalo Wild Wings don't just sell wings. They sell burgers as well. We don't know if it was over wings. But as you see, that's from the actual site, that $9.99. You can get 10 boneless wings and fries for $9.99. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we do know that eggs have gone up tremendously. I'm sure chickens have gone up too, but not to the point where you sit down, you order, you sit down, you eat your delicious meal from Buffalo Wild Wings, and you get up and somehow or another, you forget that you placed the order. That ain't working with me. Then you get mad about this situation. And you getting mad, you go on a hiatus and this is what you do. You just cutting a monkey. You go off and doing this right here. Let me just get that fire extinguisher and just start blowing out people. But see, I'm sure some of those number one, charge could be along with that fire extinguisher. At one point in time, I sold some fire extinguishers, and some of them, they're not cheap. You see that? Yeah, she's Puff the Magic Dragon right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just blowing it out. You know, went back up and I said, you know what? She's the fire extinguisher fighter number one. That's her title. Fire extinguisher fighter number one. That's her title right there. But ladies and gentlemen, what can make you so angry to the point where you know you're wrong for not paying this bill? You go get a fire, instead of getting the fire extinguisher and going back to Buffalo Wild Wings, which, you know, that's not sanitary now. That's not the sanitation doing something like that. That ain't kosher. But instead of going to back to Buffalo Wild Wings and spraying up Buffalo Wild Wings, you go to gate. Actually, it was two gates they said she went to. It was a gate D9. It was a Delta flight. And let me go back up. I'm going to look at some information. Let's see. That's what it was. It says she walked through gate D9 and D7 with the fire extinguisher. So, I mean, I really don't understand what she was trying to do in reference to the gates, because that had nothing to do with Buffalo Wild Wings. Absolutely nothing. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to read what the People's magazine said. It said, Jennifer Holder responded poorly when the airport's staff questioned her about not paying for her chicken wings at Buffalo Wild Wings location. Now, see, that right there. Now, what could have happened was Buffalo Wild Wings made the radio call out and told the personnel there at the gates, if you have a Jennifer K. Holder boarding, please reframe her, hold her until authorities can get there and question her about not paying for her wings. That could have triggered her to go off on the gate D7 and D9, instead of going back to Buffalo Wild Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, this goes back to who raised you. That's exactly what this right here goes back to, is who in the world raised you. No one in my family, from my grandfather's and grandmother's upbringing to my mother's and father's and uncles and aunts of handling me as an adolescent, never did they didn't slip, ladies and gentlemen, and saying, yo, LB, you can go to the airport restaurant or any restaurant, eat, get up and don't pay. And then when you question LB, you act just a fool. I wasn't raised that way. That's why I say, ladies and gentlemen, who raised Karen? And whoever raised Karen, they take credit for this too. Because they know, I said Karen, but she is. That's a nickname. She is. Jennifer's been this way a long time. Mm-hmm. She's been that type of person who felt like she can do what she want to do, can get away with things. And when you challenge her, she gets defensive and go get things and start having tantrums and throwing things and sabotaging things and destroying things. That's what Jennifer K. Holder does. Well, that landed her into the jail. I really would like to know whether or not she's still in jail, though, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really would. I want to say salute to you, Marquise Garrett, and also Janie Carlotte, salute to you. But once again, if you have not had a chance, this right here, and see, this is the thing. I really wouldn't want people, because I'm planning on doing some flying later on in the year. I really wouldn't want people to say, you know what? This is the reason why I don't want to fly. This is the reason why I just rather take the train or the drive myself. I mean, this comes rare. This comes rare. And the reason why I say it is, you can actually drive. And there was one situation, I think it was somewhere across seas, where the lady was at the gas pump, getting off topic, but I'm saying it in saying this. Don't stop flying, ladies and gentlemen. A lady was at the gas pump. She was looking at her phone. The person behind her bumped her car and pushed her car forward. The lady could have went to the other side, or she could have went in front of the lady and got to the next pump. She said, I'm going to bump yours, push you forward to the next pump, and get on the pump that you're on. Make no sense. That's why I say, you can drive wherever you need to go versus flying. That can happen to you as well. You might be looking for directions to where you're jogging in your destination again, because you had to get out, go use the restroom or whatever, and had to redo your destination inside your car. So it took you about 30 seconds to a minute to apply the information, to put the information in so that it can upload to your car or your phone. And then you got someone behind you bumping you, just like this Karen right here. Now, some people have breathing problems. They have lung issues, heart issues. That fire extinguisher isn't good. So I'm not going to be too surprised if Jennifer does not have more legal problems other than just going to court there in Georgia and paying the fines that they've already given her. Her legal battles could be a lot longer, depending on who all got injured, you know, because of the smoke and everything. Now, I did see where, let's see. It did say, where was it? It did say that, and see, some reports are so funny. Some say she dashed. Some say she poorly got up and left. And it's so funny. Just think about it. You sit beside someone. You're eating your food. Your intentions are to pay. The other person's intention is not to pay. And they dash out. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's just because chicken eggs done rolls a little bit. Nah, that's not fair. That's not fair. But it did say something. I read something where it talked about the some of the staffers also got injured because of the smoke. And well, the Atlanta Police Department said this. It said in the news release, officers responded to the report to a suspicious female who was attempting to open secure doors inside the airport. See, now that right there, the police was already notified before she even started spraying, because she was going through the wrong doors. And if you listen, I'm going to play this one more time. If you listen, you'll hear someone saying, don't open that door. Listen closely. They're telling her. You hear? They're telling her right there to close that door. Right there. Close that door. Close that door. Close that door. And actually, I think maybe what the what some of the staff was telling, they was trying to get the attention of some of the other staffers to tell them to close the door and not let Jennifer get inside that one door. And evidently the door, she was going down the walkway to where the aborting of the planes were. But those, whatever it is, those were closed as well. Jennifer, sweetie, you want to jam? And I just hope this does not reflect anything on those Cincinnati Bengals, because everybody in Cincinnati everybody in Ohio is not horrible. Cincinnati is a great team. I'm off topic, but I say that to say this. Jennifer, you're not good representation for Ohio. You're just not. And with me saying that, ladies and gentlemen, for whatever you do when your travels and it comes to a situation where you going somewhere to pay, if you can't pay for what you eat, don't sit down and eat it, because it don't belong to you. Because if you do, you're going to wind up like this right here. And you might not have one bruised purple, blue, pinky eye. You might have two. You might have a broke nose, busted lip, you know, a gas somewhere. So be careful, be respectful, be mindful, and think about, if you didn't have no one good raising you, that's no excuse. You pay for what you eat. If you can't pay for it, you damn sure shouldn't eat it. With that being said, until next time, y'all know what we gonna do. Hot off the press.